Thank you, Madam Chair, and a very good morning. And it's good to see you and all colleagues, and good to see Ms. Lee opening our session this morning. I certainly appreciate Ms. Lee's comments, all of them on different topics, and the collective treaty body agreement that was reached on the predictable calendar is certainly a very positive step. One point not alluded to today is the great concern of this committee at the huge backlog of individual communications that we're facing. And our committee has, as all know, over 1,000 pending for the decision, and that number is steadily growing. Since we only dispose of 150 or thereabouts annually, as that's the number of drafts that the Secretariat prepares for consideration and decision, at this rate, there is really no prospect of delivering timely decisions, timely views to rights holders in the foreseeable future. I find it, though, quite encouraging that last month, over 40 state parties recognized this problem and communicated their concerns about the critical case backlog to the High Commissioner for Human Rights and went further by offering constructive ideas to help resolve the backlog. They urged the High Commissioner through her office to take 13 steps, which are short and medium-term measures, readily within the direct power of the office to reduce the backlog of treaty bodies, and the lion's share of that backlog, of course, is ours, of this committee. These steps include a review of the communications process to identify gaps as a basis for action that is relevant and effective in reducing the current delays. Like our chair and many other members, I have long been concerned about our ability to fulfill our mandate with respect to individual communications. This is given the limited number of drafts we receive each session. I strongly support the feasible directions mentioned by these 40-plus states' parties. I hope the approach from the Secretariat will be responsive to the suggestions made, and that decisive action will now be taken on the valid points raised by state parties. I believe this would help boost the confidence of states and rights holders alike in the efficiency of processing individual communications. Thank you, Madam Chair.